Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
You know, I know it's a football Friday, and I'll just take 10 seconds to tell you this, but is there a snootier sport than tennis? They've got this on the sports book. We're live at Circa Resort and Casino, and they're doing a pre-match preview, and they can't just have the announcers up there. It's live from the courtside terrace. Oh, blow it out your ass.
You know, I'm going to say yes, and it's golf. Because you have to be quiet.
Oh, you're right.
No,
oh.
You got to be quiet in tennis. You can't shout or anything during the match. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, to me, if you can't be loud and distract the athlete.
And Rico's point, golf, they're not fans. They're patrons. Yeah. It's the gallery.
Yeah, and we already know they're snooty, but tennis, I mean, it's unbelievable. I was watching the other day, and it's like if you make any noise while they're hitting
quiet,
this ball
please.
Back and forth. They get all pissy.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a thing called the tennis clap, but there is a golf clap.
He may win. But the point
True,
is.
True, but golf does have tournaments where there's people rowdy.
The point is they took holes. Yankees Cubs off this TV for this crap. Sorry.
Yanks are up 3-0.
I don't care. There's just nothing breaking my way right
Rico,
now.
Rico, just imagine if we didn't have 7, like, 50-foot TVs in front of us.
I understand. Live. Hey, guys, live from the sports terrace. We're here. All right, so let's get into Football Friday. TJ Lang will join us if he's awake from his nap at 3:30. And I've asked confidence level. I have a weird confidence in Michigan, and I just don't subscribe to the point spread being, you know, indicative of what's going to happen. I think the weather benefits Michigan. There will be wind. I don't believe in Texas. I just don't think they're real. Last year, I was 10-gallon Mike. It was horns up. It was like I believed in them. This year, I've been out on Texas since the summer, and I've given reasons why. Look, I don't think either of these teams is a playoff team. I don't think either of these teams is great. But this is at your place. Ann Arbor's a zoo right now. This crowd, in a place that traditionally is not crazy loud, this is going to be wild. And I have a weird thing with Quinn Ewers. I want to know if your confidence level matches mine. Like, I think it's going to be a razor-tight game. Lions fan, where are you at? Look, it's one thing for me to say I think the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl this year. I don't think they're going 17-0. I don't think they're going 15-2. I don't even think they're going 13-4. And the Rams are nothing to play with. Let us not forget the playoff game last year.
Right.
That came down to one play, a play you got very fortunate not to be called for defensive holding. And you won by what again? Like, I want to know the – and again, I know, insert joke, but reality. Guys, lots of people care about lots of different stuff. Does anyone have any confidence MSU will take a step forward? Or are they going to get sexed up by the Turtles? I mean, what are we doing here? They've got to play better. So I just want to go around the sports gallery. Uh-huh. I want to talk to you, the patrons. We're going to be snooty like tennis people right now. And I'd like to throw out the caller number, the patron number, 248-539-9797. That's right. And when Rico has a good opinion, I will golf clap for him. I just want to know your confidence level. You pick your poison. Pick your game. Let's talk about it.
Well, Mike, I talked about it on the 5-star zone that I think for both local college teams for Michigan, you come out there and you play the way that you're saying and they win this game, they upset the Texas Longhorns, I think that you have pretty much cemented yourself a spot in the college football playoff because I think you're better than what that first game showed. You actually made the improvement from week 1 to week 2 and you lived up to that cliche. For MSU, this is you win this game and you can see yourself in a bowl game. Now, it's a low-level bowl game, but it beats where you've been for the last two seasons, and your season's not over in November. That's why I see this. Now, for Michigan, I think this is a game where probably by mid-third quarter you're going to see Texas pull away, and that's where they may end up with, you know, that 10-point lead, and I think they ended up winning the game. For the Lions, man, I don't think it's going to be as easy as a lot of Detroiters feel like it is, because this game for the Rams is personal on multiple fronts. For Stafford, you're coming back. You lost last year. You were a play away from upsetting Detroit at Ford Field. You've been thinking about this all offseason, the same way Lions fans have been thinking about the end of the NFC Championship game. I think they're going to come in here, and they're going to test the young Lions corners, because you got Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. Lions, it's just one for my confidence level for the Lions, probably around a 5.5 or 6.
David, Kenny, and of course the patrons, live from the Sports Terrace, 248-539-9797. Shoot your shot. Tell me the confidence level with this. And look, I don't know. I don't think we'll find Wolverines that aren't confident. It's not in their DNA. It's the same type of fan base. It'll spit in your face and tell you it's raining. But I do have a confidence in your football team here. I don't believe Texas is what they're sold to be. They can go and prove it, just like they had to prove it last year at Alabama. But that was a different team. And I just think Michigan will play really well. And I do think if there's 20-mile-an-hour winds that, like, the forecast suggests, that all that – guys, all you need is for one or two plays to be affected. On a deep shot when a Silas Bolden's behind your defense, and all of a sudden that play is – dead in the water because of that. This isn't something you need 15 plays to be affected. Football is in the margins. Generally speaking, you talk to coaches, there's 5 or 6 plays determine a game.
Yep.
So I would like to know where you're at with it. And for the Lions, look, I have no qualms about my confidence with this team in the long haul. But I think opening up against the Rams when you didn't play anybody, I mean, you're talking about starters, important players who did not take a snap, which I'm okay with. That doesn't mean you fire your best shot on opening night. And I do think Rico makes a point about the Rams viewing it as a revenge game and all offseason and feeling they got wronged. And the Rams got better.
Yeah.
Just like you did. Rams got better, too. You can't view it that you're the only team who got better. So that's what we're talking about on a Football Friday. And for Michigan State, look, here's the thing. I understand this is a distant third to these other two games. I get it, and I pay full respect to the two bigger games. If some of you are offended by what I'm about to say, I will tell you, you wanted this. You wanted NFL light, so I'm going to give it to you. Time for Aiden Childs. Stop talking and start walking. The old me would have told you, it's a kid making his first start. Let's be patient. Let's chill out. Let it play out. But you know what you can't do? When you pay a guy 7 figures and the guy goes out and looks like Stevie Wonder out there minus a keyboard, and then he goes out after the game and does one of these Tim Tebow things, it's all on me, this is my fault, cool. Go to Maryland and don't show your ass. Play. Show me a functioning offense. Show me you can make reads. Mm-hmm. Show me you can connect on a single pass over 5 yards.
Yeah, for me, show me you can score in the red zone. Show me that your defense won't have a ton of personal foul penalties that just extend drives. Those are the two things for me that you have to clean up if you're Jonathan Smith, because you can't go on the road. You barely beat Florida Atlantic, a lesser team. You're the underdog, meaning you can't do anything wrong. You have to rise above this. And, yeah, you can't give Maryland extra drives because it looks like they got their quarterback. You can't not score and turn the ball over in the red zone again. You can't start the game with a pick.
No, I want competency is what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And you have to be able to handle the pressure. Mike, I think what you said is fair. He has to handle the pressure because you wanted the smoke, you got the smoke.
David, what do you have to say?
No golf clap?
I'm sorry. from the Sports Terrace.
From the Sports Terrace.
Pip.
Here's what I'll say. I'm at a 6 for Michigan, and it really comes down to the running game. That offensive line has to be able to create the hole for the running backs against the defensive line for Texas. I'm not too confident in what the Texas defensive line is, but I need to see what Michigan can do against them. So I'm at a 6 for them. For the Lions, it's simply a 12. I understand what you guys are saying. I get it. Last playoff game was a very close game. Very close game. And Rico, you're right. The Rams want revenge. But the Lions also, I think in this first game, also want to prove to people being in the NFC Championship game was not a fluke. And I think they want to come out, and I think they will prove that in week one.
You know what the funny thing, David, and I know, they're pros, and Dan Campbell, you've heard him say it throughout the preseason and the summer, how he wants to make sure this team is focused. I know, I pray to God they're not like the fans and just think that this is going to be a coronation and we're going to just celebrate what we did last year, because that's where I think the danger is going to come in, because if you're not ready to go from the start, it's personal for the Rams.
Evan, I need you to live bet this. There's an Italian kid at the U.S. Open. Yannick Sinner. I don't even care what the odds are. Let's bet him. I got somebody to root for in tennis.
Okay. The odds have got to be bad. He's number one. He's like the top dog.
Oh. All right. Forget it. How about Yannick? What if we could? Can you bet first serve ace? Let's just get wild. No, in all seriousness, though, here's a counterpoint for your golf snooty thing. They don't even have the thing to be like, hey, it's 15-0. Oh. 15 love.
Oh.
30 love.
Yeah.
God, these people are intolerable. 248-539-9797. What?
No, but then, you know, you have the bogeys and you have the, you know, all of that stuff too. So they got their own little weird term.
Eagle.
Yeah. Birdie.
Oh. Evan's very sensitive to the golf thing. You're very sensitive to it.
I think the love and set point and all that crap, it's awful, man. I don't know. It's hard to pay attention to.
Right.
But it is fun to watch in the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Dude, the stars are out there.
Well, it's become one of the hottest tickets in New York.
Did you see Kevin Hart? He looked like he was me last night.
No, but
having a great time.
Yeah, I think you're just out there because everybody says you need to be out there.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get with the people. TJ Lang joins us at 3:30 for the picks. We got Who Said It coming up. And again, I understand. Lions and Rams and Michigan and Texas, those are the headliners. If you have a problem with what I said with Aiden Chiles and from an attitude standpoint about the new era of college football, I'm happy to have that discussion too. So it's all there for you on a Football Friday. You want to talk about what your favorite, you know, fruit is or your favorite steak, that's not on the menu today.
You know, I think I said I really like the cutie oranges.
Halos. 248-539-9797. We will get with the people next. 97.1.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, let's get with the people. On a Football Friday, TJ Lang will join us bottom of the hour. We got Who Said It coming up at 4. I've got a pretty high degree of confidence Michigan is going to be in a late fourth quarter game. I do. I don't buy this point spread stuff. I don't buy Texas being, you know, vastly superior. And you know what? Here's what I'm guilty of. Not that any of you chuckleheads will listen because of where I went to school. I just don't overrate week one for anybody. All jokes aside about Michigan State. No, I mean, I don't expect them to go and clown car their way into Maryland and lose by 50. If they do, Jonathan Smith may as well pack. You know, I don't want to take one performance against Fresno State and just be like, well, I guess Michigan's ass. That's not fair. Now, I know you haven't heard a word I said because of where I went to school. So we'll just pretend I made fun of you and I'm actually wearing Bevo horns. Exactly. Let's go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Great show as usual.
Oh, Steve, you tell all the girls that, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's
maybe
up?
Maybe back in the day. Anyway, okay, first, the Lions, real quick. My confidence with them is an 8. They went in. Granted, it was at our place last year, playoff game, rowdy. Our secondary was ass, okay? I got to think that we did get better, rookies or not. And I'm sure, like Rico said, they're going to test the hell out of them. I get that. But I'm very confident with the Lions. I am. And I agree. I think they will get to the Super Bowl. Obviously, hope we win. But I think they will get to the Super Bowl, yes. Now, real quick, Michigan. Like I told Kenny, and he questioned me. And I know, like you just said, first week Fresno State. My confidence level at Michigan is about a 3.5 to 4. Mm. And this is why. I understand you had a ton of talent last year, won the Natty, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you lost your whole offensive line. In today's college football, how in the heck can you have Alex Orji, who Moore watched all year last year, so you have him coming in, and now you have a walk-on. You mean to tell me you could not spend any kind of money to go get something as a quarterback? Or one or two offensive linemen? And again, I know they're young.
Well, they did. Factually, they did. I mean, the preebie kid they got from Northwestern is an all-Big Ten lineman. They got one. Your point is well taken. I'm not arguing with you, Steve.
I mean, you just come off a national title.
I'm with you. They should have done more.
Spent $20 million.
I don't disagree.
I'm not saying he had to do that.
I'm disagree.
Sorry, yeah.
No, you're all good, Stevie. I'm not arguing with you. I didn't want the hyenas from that fan base to get all butthurt because, well, what about preemie? You know, like they did some things. They didn't do enough. And I agree with you. I think their defense.
I am that fan base, but I'm a realist. I'm realistic. Okay. I mean.
Oh, I know.
I would have went and tried to get what's the kid from Duke, Leonard? Where he went to whatever his name was.
Notre Dame. Yeah. Notre Dame, Dylan Gabriel. Went to Oregon. You know, Cam Ward went to Miami.
Cam Ward was the guy I thought maybe they should go after.
I agree with you. But again, their coach doesn't even have a contract. So I mean there's a lot of things that are behind the scenes there where you have to wonder. Plus, look, schools were after Colston Loveland, after Mason Graham. It cost a lot of money to keep those guys. And I just don't. I don't know why they did what they did. I don't understand much about Michigan football right now. I'm just looking at it as a singular game, and I just don't believe in Texas. They can prove me wrong. I just don't believe in them coming into Ann Arbor. They have questions on their interior D line. I think they have questions at running back because they're down to their third stringer. And what you did against Colorado State, I'm not going to overrate Michigan looking like garbage against Fresno, and I'm not going to overrate Michigan, you know, Texas beating Colorado State, who's a nobody, 52-0.
Can I ask a question about that guy when he was talking about the Lions? He got all the way to say that the Lions are going to the Super Bowl, and I've heard this out of multiple people, and Kenny said it yesterday as well.
Right.
Why are they stopping short? If you're getting to the game, just pick them to win.
Because they're scared.
But why be scared? Everybody is so bullish on this team. What were they saying on Doug and Scott, Rico, that it was like 14 wins.
Dono.
14-3, and they would be the last team standing because they were too afraid to say they would win the Super Bowl.
So you're confident.
At that point, I would have hung up on them and said, if you can't say we're going to win the Super Bowl, then I don't want to hear it.
Well, that's my question. Why stop short? Why get so close to that line and be like, I can't do that? Is that still like the Lions' past coming into their mind?
Yes. In the words of Obi-Wan Kenobi, jellyfish don't have spines.
Oh.
Yeah. He said that in episode
7.
Eight.
Yeah.
Only a Sith speaks in absolutes.
I just wanted to ask that question because it's just crazy to me that you say, we're going to get to the point, but that's it.
It's weak sauce. Just call it what it is. It's weak. Yeah. Weak.
I agree.
Dono.
Dono. All right, Michael.
And you know what? This is a chance, kind of like you talked about with Aiden Childs for Donovan. Show me that was just first game.
One bad game.
It was a bad game.
But it's not just one bad game with him. It was all last year as well.
But you know what? Last year is last year. You can't change that. Show me that I'm better than what you saw. I am him. I'm the guy you see on the cover of the video games. That's me.
Let's go to Sully, 97.1. Sully, what's going on, bud?
Good afternoon, boys.
Afternoon, sir. Nice to hear from you again.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, Michigan, that game, they're not winning it. But first I was thinking that they might get body slammed, but I would still say the Longhorns come out at north of 7 ahead of them because, like you guys always say, your record is what you say you are and your rankings are what you say you are. And Texas is what, now 3, and Michigan went down from 9 to 10, so that plays into it a bit. I'd say Texas.
Yeah, but remember something, Sol. It's preseason polling. I don't buy into it. Like, and again, I haven't believed all summer, going through every team preview on Cash the Ticket and, you know, doing the show here with you guys. I haven't believed in Texas all summer and some what I deem to be a fake ranking. It is incumbent upon Texas to prove they are this good. Michigan has already been rated lower than any national champion in the last 20 years on a preseason poll. Now it's on them to prove that they got it wrong. So I kind of view it more that Michigan, if this game were in Austin, it's a different conversation for me, but it's not.
And I think that Michigan lost more than Texas did over the past year, you know, all the players and, you know.
Yeah, here's the thing. They lost Jatavion Sanders. You know, they lost Xavier Worthy. They lost A.D. Mitchell. They lost Jonathan Brooks.
They lost two running backs.
Two plus
Give
Brooks.
Give me your
so
prediction
three.
In the score.
I think it's a low-scoring game. I don't know. Maybe Texas 20-17?
Okay.
Wouldn't shock me if Michigan won.
Yeah, see, I got
say,
it a little further
I'd
than that.
I'd say 20 to about 12 or 13, but anyhow, getting on to the Lions, I got them, you know, they're going to the big dance. I have no question about that. I think I told my my Brohammers last night, we're all chatting it up, and last night you saw the preview of the AFC Championship game. And on Sunday night, you're going to see the preview of the NFC Championship game. The only dark horse in it's Frisco. And look what we did to them last year. If our DC didn't turn into a deer in headlights.
No, So two notes. Here's the thing. Josh Reynolds, catch a football. Game over. Second of all, you can't call Frisco a dark horse. All right, they're the established kings of the NFC, and someone's got to knock them off. Now let's do that. Also, I have to knock you down a peg in my caller rankings. You just referred to your friends as quote brohammers close quote. I don't know that I can accept that. I just want to throw that out there.
What? Dono and brohammer. If you had that on your bingo cards, go ahead and cross that off.
You've won. All right, coming up next, we'll see if TJ's awake. All right, Football Friday. So what we're going to do, we'll get to the picks in a few minutes. TJ, I assume, is back there, and we have one ground rule we have to cover, and then I want TJ's answer to our question of the day. Thomas John, are you? There it is. Okay, so here's the deal. TJ is operating the drop board today. You can do whatever the hell you want to do as long as it's timely in the picks. So, exactly.
Is that bad timing, Mike?
No, I'm just saying, be on your game,
gotcha.
Hit whatever buttons you want, and you have carte blanche.
You
do whatever the hell you like.
It would be nice if they were alphabized, though, because I have
TJ, I'm being sincere with you.
A's and V's and then a D.
There's really no rhyme or reason to how they're placed. I'm with you. Totally understand. I want to ask you our question of the day. Confidence levels. Lions with the Rams, Michigan with Texas, and a distant third, just MSU Maryland. Where's your confidence level with Sunday Night Football? Start there.
Oh, man. Okay, start with the Lions. I'd say probably an 8. You know, I think this team is I can't tell you how many times I've gotten asked this year, summer, hey, how's the team going to be? How are they going to be? as long as they stay healthy, they should be good. You know, that's my answer. Like, they're a good team. They're at home 3 of the first 4 weeks. They should be solid. I think as long as Jared Goff and the offense keeps rolling and give that defense time to kind of figure things out, they should be a good team. So my confidence, I think, would be a solid 8 going into Sunday Night Football. Now, this defensive backfield is going to be tested, right? Those guys haven't been healthy. They've all missed times. Carlton Davis has missed time. Arnold, Rakestraw, they've all missed time at times throughout training camp. I don't know what the lineup's going to look like when they start playing together, but you're going to get tested with Nacua. You're going to get tested with Cooper Kupp, and Matthew Stafford can still sling it all over the field. So I think that's maybe the biggest question mark, but I still think the offense is good enough to score enough points to win the game. So I would say a solid 8, Mike.
And you're right. It's just like you and I see it the same way, and I know Rico does too. The NFL, the one thing I caution Lion fans with is we all believe they are going to make a meaningful run. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I said it on yesterday's show. But that doesn't mean you're 17-0 or 15-2.
You mean they're not going to average 40 points a game?
No, that's my point is this Rams team is good. And I have a hard time. TJ, maybe you can fill in the blank. They didn't play anyone meaningful all preseason. How hard is that to just start the season? There's no dress rehearsal. This ain't college football. There's no Fresno State. How hard is that to go into Sunday Night Football against a playoff caliber team and then execute at your best?
Yeah.
Well, from the outside looking in, I think that's really difficult.
100%. I think that's valid, but I think you have to rely on your offense, right? Your offense right now, as they stand, is your veteran unit. You've got most of your returning starters on offense back, right? You had to bring in Kevin Zeitler to fill in for Jonah Jackson, but everybody else is. They've been a part of this regime and Ben Johnson for a couple years now, right? So, and I listened to Jared Goff in the morning show or the early morning show. It's late morning show, I should say, Karsh. And he was talking about, with Ben Johnson and the group that we have, like we can skip some installs. Everybody already knows install 1, install 2. Like we can get into the kind of nitty gritty of the play calls early in training camp, which gives us maybe a little bit of a heads up, right? A little bit of a leg forward moving into training camp. But defensively, that's still where you got a lot of new pieces. You got a lot of young players still that you're hoping that these guys take these steps into year 2, maybe steps into year 3 that can figure it out. And you're relying on 2 rookie cornerbacks to go out there and give you meaningful snaps to go be a part of a championship team. So, I just think it's the offense is going to have to carry this. But I've been a part of teams where we didn't play in the preseason and maybe, you know, week 1 we scored 50 points. I've been a part of teams where we played every preseason game and week 1 a dud. Man, we had to win 17-13, right? Rely on the defense. So I don't think there's any magic recipe, but I think with the veteran group they have on offense, should probably benefit them not playing any of those guys in the preseason and risking that injury. And I think they should probably be ahead of the defense when it comes game time Sunday night.
Thomas John, the question I'm going to ask you is, how much is the revenge factor for the Rams? Now, we've heard the Lions fans say, hey, you know what, we want revenge for what happened in the NFC title game. But the Rams have been practicing all summer long because they got knocked out. It was a questionable pass interference call that didn't get called, and the Lions move on in a one-point game. How much revenge factor is there for the Rams coming into Ford Field? Plus, you got Stafford, you know, the whole you're going to boo him and his wife saying all of this stuff. What should we expect?
Well, I think Stafford's going to take it personally, right? I think he has to. I don't know if you guys listened to the podcast, but I heard some clips of it throughout this week about, you know, Kelly's not going to come. She's not going to bring the kids. Apparently they had a very tragic situation last year getting booed, which, you know, is still a
debate. You know
what,
TJ? You should have been ashamed of yourself. I saw what you did.
Rico,
I saw you standing up there in the suite with 2 middle fingers pointing right at Kelly Stafford.
Referring to Rico flipping off little kids. Shut up.
You know what? But I just think that, you know what, it's year to year. It's hard to, because the team's changed so much, right? There's so many new guys on the Rams that weren't there a year ago that these guys come in and say, hey, we hate this team. Well, they don't necessarily have that hate for that team. So I think every season you just start off on a fresh page. And You just say, hey, you know what? We think we're a good team, and I think the Rams are going to be a really good football team. I think we all do. I think we'd agree on that. But, you know, I think you just got to look at it and say, hey, it's week one. We got to go out there and put our best effort. And you know what? We don't care what happened last year. That's last year. Players don't really think about that. Once you hit the field, you just really focus on what's in front of you. And I think Matthew Stafford, though, I think is going to have an extra chip on his shoulder. Like, I can't imagine I don't want to imagine a world where Matthew comes in here Sunday night and somehow pulls out a win and just what he would do after the game. You know what I mean? Because of all the things that happened last year after the playoff loss and the talk about that, like, I just don't even want to picture that. But I guarantee you, if there's anybody on that team that's looking for revenge, Rico, it's got to be the quarterback, right? Because I think all this game, and he's already made it clear that this game means a lot to him, especially coming back to Detroit and everything that happened last year.
All right, so we're going to get to the picks. My takeaway from that segment, by the way, for the listeners, TJ Lang hates Kelly Stafford. Got it. All right, let me take care of business here.
Those are your words, not mine, Michael.
I said nothing. That was my understanding of your words. All right, we are very excited. TJ, back in Detroit, he's operating the soundboard. We're in Vegas. We are all collectively as a village about to participate in the first real pick segment of the week. Let's hit it. Oh, let's get into it. The Cy-Hawk Trophy, Iowa State catching 3 at Iowa. Let's start back in studio. TJ, leadoff.
Oh, okay. The leadoff pick. All right. Normally, this is Rico's spot.
I can take it if you want.
Is the Iowa offense real? I mean, the first time in how long since they scored over, like, what, 22 points in a game?
Well, you just picked a game.
I don't think it is. I didn't watch them last week. I don't know any much about college football. I'm going to take Iowa State, though.
There is.
Go Cyclones.
Over to Kenneth G. Cott.
Well, TJ saying he doesn't know much and then picking Iowa State. I think I'm going to go the opposite of that. I'll go Iowa.
Good pick.
Smart move. Over to Hatchett.
Yeah, I'll also go Iowa here. I believe in Cade and that offense to score in week two.
TJ, get on that soundboard. You're missing opportunities. Over to Rico.
Iowa has won 8 of the last 9 times that these two teams have played. They're going to make it 9 out of 10. Give me the Hawkeyes. They will cover.
There it is. Perfect. Honestly, that's probably Iowa's reaction if they score a touchdown. Give me the Hawkeyes. Arkansas traveling to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. Okie State laying 9.5. We go to TJ.
Yeah, big lead. I think I'm not even going to try to make anything up. Just give me Oklahoma State.
Excellent. Nuanced commentary. Let's go to – that's right, Kenny. What do you got?
I do have something on Oklahoma State. Second most returning starters in all of college football. So I will take Oklahoma State. Roberts. Roberts.
Okay, TJ, once was enough. Let's go to David.
Oh, my gosh. Arkansas has won 13 of his last 15 non-conference game, so I'm going to go with Arkansas here.
Rico Beard.
Oklahoma State, since 2020, has won 24 of their last 27 games at home. Make it 25. Give me Oklahoma State and the points.
No pun intended. Arkansas, soft underbelly. Okie State, physical front. Ollie Gordon, give me the laid 9.5. Give me Okie State. Tennessee laying 9.5. They travel to NC State. It's a neutral site game in Charlotte, if you care. TJ.
I want Rico to go first on this one.
Okay, we go to Rico.
All right, game is going to be close enough to NC State, Mike. I think they're going to they may lose, but they will definitely cover the points. 9.5 is just too much. Give me NC State in the 9.5.
All right, over to TJ.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear what Rico said so I could take the opposite because he sucked last year at the picks. Give me Tennessee.
Oh, my God. Kenny Cott.
I'll join you on that with that annoying song they have over there. Give me Tennessee.
All right, we go to Dave.
Wow, shots fired. You all know how much I've been bullish on NC State and Grayson McCall. They're in Charlotte, so I'm going to – yeah, I love those. And I'm going to go NC State as well. I love that.
Learn the name, Ilamali Ava. Nico's coming to town. Lay the 9.5. I think the Vols might actually be good. Oh, boy, this is big-time football. Michigan State catching 9.5 as they go to get sexed up by a turtle in Maryland. TJ Lang.
Hey, I got to tell you, I think Michigan State – Michael, I sent you some texts last Friday night. I just said, hey, the team looked – decent, and you fired back with some very vulgatory language at me.
I didn't fire anything back. I said, take your phone, and I told you where to put it, and I didn't need to hear from your drunk
exactly.
ass.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure
that's right. Let's just be accurate.
That didn't look good. Hey, look, Michigan State last week, figuring it out. I think Aiden Childs is better than what we saw last week. I don't think Maryland is very good. I don't know if Michigan State wins the game. But 9.5 is too much for me. I think Michigan State's going to cover that. Give me the Sparties.
Over to Kenny.
Adding vulgatory to my new dictionary that I'm making, I'm going to take Maryland. Play that stupid drop, David.
That's a real word, Kenny.
There is no...
That's the one.
There it is. There's Rico. Over to David.
Yeah, it's going to be Maryland all day in this one. I just don't trust Michigan State. They have no offense, so Maryland.
Yeah, that's good, and you're... There you go. Over to Rico. Do it for the people. Say it.
I agree with TJ. I think 9.5 points is just too many. We'll have to – if they can't cover – I mean, if they – I'm taking the Spartans. TJ on the board. I he's undefeated.
Okay. All right.
That was not me. That was not me for the record. That was David.
Oh,
was
we certainly know it was. Give me Maryland. Texas, Michigan. The current line is sitting at a flat 7, guys. TJ.
Ah, oh, man. Texas is good. I don't think Michigan's offense is up to speed yet with that two quarterback system. Look, it hasn't worked in a long time. I mean, they're trying to do what was it, Mike? Tim Tebow and Chris Leak that were doing the two system sure. back at Florida, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Michigan's defense is going to have to play really good. I think their defense is good, but I don't think Michigan wins the game, but I think they got enough defense to keep it close to cover that 7.5. Give me Michigan.
Over to Kenny.
Yeah, I think Michigan keeps it close enough. I have them covering here. The Big House is not an easy place to play in this kind of environment, so I'll take Michigan to cover.
All right. David.
Yeah, I agree with TJ and Kenny. They keep it close. They can't win, though. So, yeah, Michigan.
Rico.
I don't agree. I don't think they keep it close. I think Sparty. That Texas pulls away in the third quarter. And give me Texas in the points.
It's going to be windy. Doppler Guido told you that. Give me Michigan. Let's go to the NFL. Nothing says the NFL, and I mean nothing, like Brazil. Packers, Eagles in Sao Paulo. Eagles lay in 2. TJ.
I think Green Bay is going to be really good this year, but they're going to need time to figure it out. New defense coordinator Jeff Heffley. They got a lot of question marks. A lot of receivers that are good, but I don't think great. I think Saquon's going to be a huge addition to that Philadelphia offense. Philadelphia, I think, is going to win. I think they're going to win big tonight.
Over to Kenneth.
Game in Brazil. I don't know how you bet this game, so I'm just going to take the Packers and the points.
Over to David.
I hate the NFL for doing this in Brazil and on a Friday night to open the season, so I'll go Eagles.
I'm with everything David said, by the way. Let's go to I almost called you TJ. Let's go to Rico.
You know what? I like the Packers. They don't need the points. They're going to just flat out win this game. Give me Green Bay.
Somehow the Packers got put over 2 hours away from the stadium in their hotel.
Disrespect right there.
Or a way to get your ass kicked.
Roberts.
Give me the Eagles. We got big Dom D'Alessandro on the sidelines in a tank top. Cowboys at Browns. Browns laying 2.5. We go to TJ.
No Nick Chubb. I just don't trust Deshaun Watson. Got a couple backup offensive linemen against Micah Parsons. Good luck. Dallas is the ultimate good team in the regular season. And they fall apart in the playoffs. I'm going to take Cowboys.
Kenneth Cott.
TJ literally just copied all of my notes. I'm going Cowboys as well.
I can't see you.
Unbelievable. Over to David.
Browns.
That sounded like an AFC North rival selection. Rico.
Cowboys. I think the Cowboys got a lot to prove, and I think Dak's going to go out there and show he's going to be worth the money you're going to pay him.
Cowboys are a bunch of bitches. Give me the Browns. That defense ought to rip their heads off. Their tackle play's disgusting in Dallas. Browns. Texans. Colts. In Indy. Texans lane 2.5. Teach.
Yeah, David just told me to hurry up, so I'm going to take Houston.
Excellent work. Let's go to Kenny.
We're running the hurry up. I see. Yeah, let's go. I'm going to take the Texans as well.
David?
For my family in Houston, I have to go the Texans.
And TJ once again asleep at the soundboard. We go to Rico.
I will do the same thing. Give me the Texans.
Home divisional dog in week one. They're 20-7 over the last 10 years. I'm going Colts. Jets, Niners, Monday Night Football. Jets catching 4.5. Teach.
I like the Niners. I just don't trust the Jets at all with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, it was 47 years old. Give me the Niners.
Unbelievable. Over to Kenny.
Yeah, I'll take the privileged team as well. I'm not happy about it, though.
Come on, man. Stop being afraid of Rico. Go to David.
I am not afraid of Rico. The 49ers are dealing with a lot of things in this offseason, so I'm going to go with the Jets here.
That's right. Stand up to this man.
You know what, Mike? So did the Chiefs. They dealt with a lot of things last year, season, including Taylor Swift. Give me the Super Bowl champions and the 4.5 points.
Yeah, well, the Chiefs have a quarterback and you have a rat. Give me the Jets with the 4.5. Jets. Hope Aaron Rodgers just takes you to town. Okay, are we done with okay, that's sufficient.
You asked for it.
All right, Rams, Lions. Lions laying 4.5. TJ, go ahead.
Yeah, I think defense is going to be legit. Rams aren't going to be able to run the ball, and I think the defensive secondary is going to hold up against the Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. I think the Lions are going to start this season with a bang. Give me a 10-point win in the Lions' big win at home on Sunday Night Football, baby. Let's go.
Kenny Cott.
TJ has said it all. I'm about an 8 out of 10 on confidence. Give me the Lions by, but probably about a touchdown.
Orbital ramming speed?
Not quite there. Hatchet man. 8 out of 10.
It will be orbital ramming speed, and the Lions will win because they play on
Thanksgiving. Over to Rico.
I think this game's going to be a lot like the playoff game last year where it's going to be a one-score game. So I'm going to take the Rams and the points.
Yeah, I'll take the points. Give me a Give me a garbage time cover. I just think the Lions secondary will take a little bit of time to gel. They'll win, but 4.5 points is a lot. All right, those were the picks. And Kenny has really said it all. All right, those are the picks. 97-1.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.